What is the point? That's the question I was asked long ago. What is the point of following Jesus? What is the point of discipleship? I think this is a good question to ask as we look at today's gospel reading. It's a good question to ask as we continue getting started with our year in the Gospel of Mark. For those who don't know, in our assigned readings, we journey through one of the Gospels each year. This year it is Mark primarily. There will be some weeks with readings from the Gospel of John thrown in, like last week. Mark's Gospel's the shortest, so there's room for some other things. But notice as we come back to Mark in today's reading, this story of the calling of the first four disciples, we are still in the first chapter. Mark does not mess around with long stories. Literally, in the 16th verse of the first chapter, he calls the first four disciples. In the first 13 verses, Mark introduces the gospel, the beginning of the good news about Jesus. He says John the Baptist is baptizing and calling for repentance. Jesus shows up, is baptized. He hears the voice of God embracing him, proclaiming love, wrapping him in love. And then in three sentences, Jesus goes to the wilderness, is tempted by Satan, cared for by angels, and comes to Galilee, proclaiming the good news in our reading today. The time is now. The kingdom of God is coming. Repent, change your hearts and lives, trust in this good news. And then he looks at those men and says, follow me, I will make you fish for people. And they do, immediately, without question. Now, the reason I recount to you this whole first chapter is to show you that in these few verses, really, honestly, there's no answer to the question. The question which I started with, what is the point? These disciples go knowing nothing. Now, I don't mean, of course, there's no answer. I just mean there's no answer in the story as it unfolds in these first 20 verses. But if you read the whole Gospel of Mark, of course there's an answer to the question, what is the point of discipleship? And that's what I want to share with you today. I want to share with you an overview of this whole gospel. What is the point of following Jesus in the Gospel of Mark? What is the point of following Jesus for Simon and Andrew, James and John, who dropped their nets and left their boats, for the other disciples and the women whom the gospel names, and for the countless people who are unnamed in the story and since, for me and for you? What is the point? The point of following Jesus in the Gospel of Mark is not to gain some kind of reward or honor or prestige or power. No, it's not to get into heaven or to escape hell. Those are gifts of God, of grace. The point of following Jesus is essentially to live the way Jesus lived, to model our lives on His, willingly accepting the struggles, the conflicts, the upheaval which this may cause, potentially like Him, facing suffering and even death, not as a goal. Suffering and death are not the goal, but rather perhaps the consequence of living life like Jesus in solidarity with, that is, standing with, standing alongside of the outcasts, the downtrodden, the broken, the hurting, the suffering people of the world. Discipleship in the Gospel of Mark is not believing certain facts or certain teachings or certain theological points. It's not growing in the understanding of God. No. The point of discipleship is becoming connected with Jesus by acting like Him, by striving to be like Him, because He is the living manifestation, the revelation of the kingdom of God on earth. Becoming a disciple, Jesus says in Mark, means taking up a cross. That is, bearing any burdens that come from joining Him in His nonviolent, loving, compassionate fight against the powers of evil that twist humanity and threaten the world. Now, I am 100% sure, the way the story tells it, that the disciples have no idea why they're dropping their nets, leaving their livelihoods, their families, leaving everything they know to follow Jesus. Repeatedly through the Gospel of Mark, the disciples are shown to be confused, to misunderstand what Jesus is about, to get it wrong. The disciples are not idealized in Mark's Gospel. They're weak. They fail. Apparently being perfect is not the point of discipleship. The point for Simon and Andrew, James and John, and all the others, for me and for you, the point is hearing the words of Jesus, and not only hearing them, but acting upon them so that others might come to hear the good news and follow. So that others might also join Jesus' fight, join Jesus' community, join Jesus' work, join in the proclamation of good news. Now is the time. God's kingdom is here among us. Change your hearts and lives and trust the good news. What is the point? The point is God's kingdom, God's reign, God's governance, God's community, God's kinship, God's way of doing relationship, God's new way of being human. It is beginning. The point is to be taken hold of by this truth, to be grasped by this truth, to be wrapped up in and permeated by and transformed by God's new reality. The point is to be seized by and then in response seize hold of this reality, this nature of God's boundary-shattering reign. The point is to receive and then transmit this good news that God's reign is different than the reign of the world. God's reign is a reign not about having power over others, but rather having power to bring life and freedom and grace and reconciliation and love and hope to others, to the world, to humanity, which is locked in the power of division and oppression and greed and hatred, violence and conflict. The point of following Jesus is to grasp the paradoxical truth that's driven home time and time again by Jesus through His teaching, His healing, His suffering, the truth that it is only by losing one's life to the powers of the world that stand against God, it's only through losing one's life that life can be saved. It's only through suffering, servanthood, sacrifice, that is, living one's life with an orientation of love towards others. It's only in that that life can be found, saved, redeemed, reclaimed, transformed. Friends, it's that simple and that complicated what Simon and Andrew, James and John, and all the other disciples eventually came to understand, to know, to be grasped by, is that God's reign, God's reality, that is, in Jesus' way, saving oneself comes by saving others. Finding life comes through seeking life from the ones the world is taking it from. Finding my life comes in standing for and standing with in love and compassion the ones who need life most. It's not easy. Not easy to do. The disciples struggle with it through the whole story. And yet, this is the good news that has the power to transform the world, the power to change humanity, the power to break cycles of brokenness and bring new life transformed by grace and mercy and love. This is good news worth dropping our nets for, dropping what we think we know, and opening our hearts again to following Jesus. Amen.